The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
You know, some stories, news stories, just kind of hurt your heart. The one I have in front of me is one of those as I read the results of a recent Gallup survey. It just hurts my heart. Here is the headline from the Gallup poll: Public Trust in Pastors Falls to Historic Low. Here's part of the story. As fewer Americans interact with pastors on a regular basis, fewer say that they trust clergy overall. Trust in pastors fell for the third straight year and reached an all-time low. Around 1 in 3 Americans, 34%, rate the honesty and ethical standards of clergy as high or very high, according to the latest Gallup survey. So across the board, only 34% of Americans rate the honesty and ethical standards of clergy as high or very high, and that is the lowest ever since Gallup has been taking this poll. Quote, the 34% who believe pastors have high ethical standards marks a 2-point drop from the previous historic low of 36%. Let me continue. Previously, Americans said pastors had a higher, very high ethical standard and level of honesty, reaching 67% in 1985. After a decade of decline, Americans' views of pastors rebounded through the 1990s and reached 64% in 2001 in the aftermath of the 9/11 attacks. However, since then, there has been a downward trajectory of confidence of Americans in pastors. Quote, trust in pastors has fallen 30 points since 2001. Currently, less than half of Americans, 45%, say pastors have average levels of honesty, down 3 points from last year. About 1 in 6, or 17%, believe pastors have low or very ethical standards, a 3-point jump over last year. Now, there's a lot to digest in this. Number one, there is no distinction made for denomination or even religions. This is clergy in general. Protestant, Catholic, liberal, conservative, Buddhist, Muslim, just clergy. Broad, general category, and there's no breakdown whatsoever of what kind of clergy, what kind of church, and so forth. I think that's unfortunate. And I think Gallup very easily could have broken it down by religious groups, denominations, and so forth. But for whatever reason, they have chosen not to. That's number one. In correlation with that, I would love to see what the breakdown was, because Here's my gut reaction. I would imagine in liberal, left-wing, Protestant churches, the trust would be very low because the clergy in those groups have a very low opinion of the authority of Scripture themselves. If they have a low opinion of the absolute authority of God's word, why would their congregation have a high view of their authority or their honesty or whatever? Do I have proof of that? No, that's just a conclusion in my own mind and my own heart. It's interesting that they don't break it up by denominations, religions, and so forth, but they do by political belief. And when you look at it that way, conservatives have a high view of the moral integrity of pastors. Conservatives have a 38% of high view. Moderates, 40%. Liberals, 24%. Let me repeat that. 38% of conservatives believe clergy have high or very high honesty. 40% of moderates, I find that really interesting, that moderates have a higher view of the honesty and integrity of clergy than conservatives. But when it comes to liberals, only 24%. Then when it's broken down by political party, Republicans, 41%. Have a high view of the honesty and integrity of clergy, while Democrats, 34%, and independents, 31%. It is just so sad, however, that the one group that should be known for honesty, integrity, the one group who above everybody else should be known for their honesty and integrity are way down the list. In fact, among the 18 professions that Gallup asked about, clergy ranked number 8. Top of the list, nurses, 79%. Medical doctors, 62%. Pharmacists, 58%. High school teachers, 53%. This is sad. Police officers, 50%. Now think about that. That's a whole different topic. But only half of Americans believe that police officers are honest. One half. Slightly more than half believe high school teachers are honest. Accountants are 41%. Judges, wow, that's sad, 39%. Clergy ranks at 8th in the list. When you get down toward the bottom, bankers, 26%. Real estate agents, 24%. Journalists, 23%. Lawyers, 21%. Lawyers? Car salespeople, 11%. And the bottom two? Well, the bottom, the last in the list, telemarketers, 6%. You know who is next to last? Members of Congress, 9%. Less than 10% of Americans believe that members of Congress who represent all of us are characterized by honesty and integrity. But you know what's really bizarre? If you ask individuals if they believe that the person they voted for is honest, they will say, well, yeah, of course. It's everybody else in Congress. Yeah, that's just strange. But anyway, when I saw that headline, public trust in clergy falls to historic low. This is why I continually tell you two things. Find a good Bible-believing church and get involved. And then at the same time, remember that pastors are human too. All right, we'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
How many times have you said, oh, for the good old days? Yeah, well, if you're 16, you're not saying that. If you're 25, you're not saying that. But with the crazy things going on in our culture, you could be as young as 40 and say, oh, I wish for the good old days. Well, I'm a tad bit older than 16. I'm a tad bit older than 40. Well, in fact, quite a bit older than 40. But I often, and I realize we can't go back, and it's not very profitable to sit around and go, I wish we could go back. But it's interesting to go back and compare, like, entertainment from when I was a kid and what kids are watching and subjected to today. You know, I had my three sons, and my goodness, and my mind just went. I had Roy Rogers as a hero and Hopalong Cassidy. You young whippersnappers are saying, who in the world is Hopalong Cassidy? Well, he was a big star, and I even have an autographed picture, personally signed, autographed to me from Hopalong Cassidy. and then, not necessarily in my childhood, but later on, Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers was a unique individual. He was deeply moral, an ordained minister, extremely upright, traditional, and even during his time, he was very old-fashioned. I mean, seriously, even at his peak, he was old-fashioned, but there was something about him that was so appealing to children and to adults. He was so real. He was so genuine that by the time he went off the air, his program was terribly out of date. I mean, it was terribly out of date. He was doing the same things at the end of his broadcast career that he was doing 30 years before. But it connected. He had these hokey little puppets. They were not high tech at all. And, you know, you look back at him, you say, oh, my goodness, really? Yeah. But there was something beautiful, something endearing. But there was also something very wise and even courageous about Mr. Rogers. A couple of weeks ago, I played for you some uncovered audio of one of his programs. He sang little songs, little ditties all the time. That was just part of the program. I don't know who wrote all of his songs. I think he wrote some of them. But Just a couple, 3 weeks ago, a video was uncovered of him singing a song about boys and girls. I played you the audio. And I said to you, this would not be allowed on TV today. Mr. Rogers, as loved as he was, would be canceled today. He would be censored. Part of the song said, and let me quote, again, I played you the audio clip last week or the week before. Part of the song says, boys are boys from the beginning. Girls are girls right from the start. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. And then he sang about the exclusive gender roles of each sex. He said, girls grow up to be mommies. Boys grow up to be daddies. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Is it possible that he was giving us a warning about the whole transgender issue coming up later? I think it's very possible that he saw it coming. And the reason I bring this up is that nobody complained. Nobody protested. There were no marches. There were no demands that his program be thrown off the air at the time, because it was what was normal, standard, accepted by all of our culture and our society. Well, since this audio has been uncovered, and it's been all over social media, if you want to watch it, do an internet search. Do Mr. Rogers, Everybody's Fancy. Just type that in, and you can watch the video yourself. Well, it is being lambasted on social media. Just one person said, trigger warning, this is the most upsetting thing you will see all weekend, by someone on Twitter. There have been hundreds of nasty comments because of what he said.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.